弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace out, brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们在安息日的时候可以聚在一起，来亲近神。
I thank the Lord for His grace, and we all gather here on the Sabbath day to draw close to Him.
愿主耶稣基督早上应许把各种福气丰丰富富的赏赐给我们。
And may the Lord by His promise jar upon us all His grace and blessings.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考你愿我是你什么？
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us study upon the topic, ask, what should I give you?
这是要从《列王记上》来思考我们所当祷告的。
And this is a question we should think about from 1 Kings in terms of our prayers.
我们请翻开圣经《列王记上》第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 3.
这是我们教会的读经进度。
And this is what we are currently on in our Bible reading.
我们在读完了路德记之后，我们接下来读列王记上记下。
After finishing the book of Ruth, we are now on 1 Kings and 2 Kings.
我们就要进入以色列选民的历史，列王的历史，这是一段起伏动荡不安的一段时期。
And we are now entering into the history of the Israelites, the period of the kings, a period where it's filled with ups and downs.
那列王记上开始就是王位的转折，就是上一个王要把王位传给下一个王。
So starting from 1 Kings chapter 1, we see a turning point in the succession of the kingship.
就是从大卫王要把王位让所罗门来继承。
And now this throne is to be succeeded by Solomon from King David.
那所以我们一开始前几章都会看到大卫王对他的儿子特别的吩咐。
From the first few chapters, we see King David's special instructions for his son.
那所罗门他继承王位，其实也发生一段小波折。
With Solomon succeeding the throne, he had endured through a small chaos.
可是最后大卫还是很平安的归到他列祖那里去了。
But in the end, David still went back to his fathers peacefully.
所以二章的第十节就说大卫与列祖同睡，葬在大卫城。
Chapter 2, verse 10 says, So David rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David.
大卫的一生在以色列作王四十年。
And his period, David reigned over Israel for 40 years.
有七年在希伯伦就是当时候只是犹大的王。
7 years he reigned in Hebron as the king of Judah.
但是后来在耶路撒冷作王33年，就是统一各支派。
And later he reigned as a king in Jerusalem for 33 years, and he reigned over all tribes.
所以大卫他完成他世上的工作，与列祖同睡。
So David finished his work on this earth and rested with his fathers.
那第十二节特别说，所罗门坐他父亲大卫的位，他的国甚是坚固。
And verse 12 says, Then Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his kingdom was firmly established.
所以接下去就是所罗门做王的时候。
So starting from this records the time of Solomon as king.
那所罗门这个王在位期间呢，其实也是以色列的国度从盛而衰的转捩点。
The time when King Solomon reigned as a king was also the period of time when the kingdom of Israel went from prosperity to their downfall.
其实以色列的国度，他们真正很荣耀的时间很短。
So in fact, the period of grandness for the kingdom of Israel only lasted a short period of time.
就是从大卫在耶路撒冷作王之后。到所罗门他能够还保守在神的道上这一段几十年时间而已。
It's only a few some years when after King David reigned in Jerusalem and after King Solomon was able to keep within God's commandments.
那所以其实这就是在整个历史的长河当中一小段的让人很惊艳的就是非常羡慕的一段神国的历史。
So this is a short period of history within time that is worthy of our envious.
那就是由地上的国度这些神的百姓，他们怎么样照神的吩咐来过世上过生活的所呈现出来的一个荣耀的情景。
So it's a glorious theme of how the people of God lived according to God's commandment in this earth.
那也看到让我们世人可以了解，当人愿意遵守神所吩咐的。 会得到这样的结果。
Yeah, so let us understand when men are willing to obey God's commandment, and these are the results we will receive.
但是当人离开神的道之后，这个啊，整个场面就改变了。
But once people have departed from the words of God, then everything changes.
所有的平安喜乐就消失了。
All the joy and peace will be lost.
取代而来的就是啊征战啊，就是啊纷争啊，就是啊痛苦哀嚎。
Instead, it will be replaced with war, suffering, and sorrow and cryings.
那我们现在看历史，它会一段一段的这样一个王一个王接下去看的。
And when we look at the history, there are periods of different kings.
那我们看啊，大卫做王，他是啊经过一番考验啊，他啊之前啊为了逃命啊，他真的是历尽千辛万苦，最后才坐上王位的。
And before David ran as a king, has gone through a period of hardship where he fled and fled for a period of time, and later he became the king.
所以列王撒母耳记上呢，基本上就是一段大卫他这个逃亡的历史。
So First Samuel, in fact, is a book recording David's life of fleeing.
然后在撒母耳记下就提到大卫做王的那段时间。
And Second Samuel records a period of time when David reigned as the king.
那所以大卫做王的时候，他很知道，他很感谢神。不是 so, 如果不是神保守他，他早就死了。
So after David became the king, he was very grateful because without God, he would have lost his life already.
他知道他的生命是神给他的。
He knew it was God who gave him his life.
这个权力是神赏赐的。
And his power authority was given to him by God.
所以他要死以前，他特别跟他的儿子这样说。
Before he died, he said especially to his son.
第二章的第三节第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
这是大卫给他儿子的特别吩咐。
And this is a special instruction he gave to his son.
在他离开世界以前。
Prior to leaving this world.
对他儿子许多的交代当中，第一件要点。
Of all the things, this is the first.
第二节
Verse 2,
我现在要走世人必走的路，所以你要刚强做大丈夫。
And I go the way of all the earth, be strong therefore, and prove yourself a man.
第三节
Three,
要遵守主你神所吩咐的，照着摩西律法上所写的行主的道，谨守他的律例、诫命、典章、法度，这样你无论做什么事，不拘往何处去，尽都亨通。
And keep the charge of the Lord to your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and wherever you turn.
第四节
Four.
主必成就向我所应许的话，说，你的子孙若谨慎自己的行为，尽心尽意，诚诚实实地行在我面前，就不断人做以色列的国位。
And that the Lord may fulfill his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, If your sons take heed to their ways to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, he said, You shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel.
你看他这里就是大卫他特别强调要他的儿子遵守神的道理。
Here David especially emphasized his son must keep the statutes and commandments of God.
要谨慎要诚诚实实的遵守神一切所吩咐的。
And to strictly keep all that God has commanded him.
那这样子，他不管做什么事，不管往哪里去，都可以亨通。
And so that wherever he goes, whatever he does, he shall prosper.
这是大卫他一生，他走过之后，他所得到的结论呢。
And this is the conclusion David had came up with after going through his entire life.
这也是最重要的信仰的遗产。
And this is the most important spiritual inheritance.
他现在要他的儿子照着去做。
And now he wants his son to follow accordingly.
所以他告诉他的儿子，要凡事顺利的秘诀在哪里
？So he tells his son the secret to success.
没有，不是从其他的方法、其他的途径去得到。
It is not through any other ways.
就很单纯的回到神所吩咐的事情上而已。
And rather very simply to return to God's matters.
照神所吩咐的去做，福气就跟着你来。
And do according to what God has commanded you, and blessing shall follow.
那其实这个就是《申命记》二十八章，当时候摩西特别吩咐百姓这样子的应许。
And in fact, this was the same blessing that God has promised the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
我们之前在查考《申命记》的时候曾经讲过的。
And we have shared about this when we studied the book.
我们要去追福气，追不到的，很难。
And we can never chase or attain blessings ourselves.
但是如果福气来追我们，就很容易了。
But it's very easy if blessings choose to come after us.
所以《申命记》二十八章告诉我们，如果我们愿意遵守神所吩咐的，福气是源源不断的就来临到我们的身上。
Deuteronomy 28 tells us, if you're willing to follow God's commandments, and blessings will follow us continuously.
所以这里这个王呢，他特别吩咐儿子说：“你一定要好好的 照着神所吩咐的谨守遵行。
Here David especially instructed Solomon to keep God's judgments and laws at all.
那这样子，神的应许也会实现。
And by this, God's promise will fulfill.
他说，这个国位就一直可以延续下去了。
And then the throne of Israel shall continue on.
那所以这个时候，你看大卫他特别要求他儿子，这些子孙呢、哦、要谨慎行为。
So here David especially instructed Solomon and his descendants to keep their ways.
那要尽心尽力来行在神的面前呢。
And to heed their ways with all their heart, with all their souls.
也就是说，行在神面前，不是行在世人面前。
And to walk before God and not walk to walk before men.
现在王他要掌权的时候。
Now when the king is to reign,
好像他所做的事情都是百姓在看。
It seems that everything he does is being watched by the people.
所以掌权的人通常众人都在看嘛哈。
So everybody watches those in power.
他一言一行都会影响这些百姓的。
Everything they do will affect the people.
所以今天权力越高，人影响力越大。
So people with greater authority will have greater influences.
但是好或坏，就会造成截然不同的后果。
But whether good or bad will cause a very different result.
所以一个决定可能就会让这个国家走向衰亡。
So one decision may cause the nation to go into downfall.
但是这是人间的国度。
But these are kingdoms of this earth.
王是行在百姓面前。
For kings walk before men.
但是对我们来说。
But for us.
对，在神的国度里。
Within the kingdom of God.
大卫特别跟他儿子说，你要谨慎的行在神的面前。
And David especially told his son to walk carefully before God.
那其实这个是当初神跟大卫讲的。
And this is what God had told David in the beginning.
你的子孙要行在我面前。
Your sons shall heed their ways and walk before me.
虽然他好像很有权力。
Even though he was in great power.
但他所做的不是要做给百姓看。
But everything he did was not for the Israelites.
而是要行在神面前，神在看的。
But rather to walk before God, for it is God who is watching him.
那神看的就不是看表面的。
And what God sees is not only of the superficial.
神是看我们的内心的。
And God sees our hearts.
所以神跟当时跟大卫说，你的儿子们如果能够诚诚实实的行在我的面前。
So God told David, if your sons are able to walk honestly, faithfully before me.
那么这个恩典，这个国位就一直可以承续下来。
And this grace and throne shall never cease.
大卫他相信神的应许一定是这样实现。
And David firmly believed that God's promise will fulfill.
所以他就特别这样子吩咐他的儿子要照着遵行。
So he specially instructed his son to follow likewise.
所罗门他得到了他这个父亲的祝福。
Solomon received this blessing from his father.
他现在真的坐上王位了。
And now he became the king.
他的国位很坚固。
His kingdom was firmly established.
这是从神来的。
And this came from God.
我们接下去看第三章。
Let us read on to chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
这是所罗门已经当王了。
And now Solomon was already the king.
可是一开头的时候，我们就看到一个缺点马上出现。
But in the very beginning, we can see this mistake he had made.
第三章第一节，所罗门与埃及王法老结亲，娶了法老的女儿为妻，接她进入大卫城。只等到造完了自己的宫和神的殿，并耶路撒冷周围的城墙。
And now Solomon made a treaty with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married Pharaoh's daughter. Then he brought her to the city of David until he had finished building his own house and the house of the Lord, and the wall around Jerusalem.
这个一开始特别这样描述，其实在说明所罗门当时候，他认为他的国度要平安呢，就是要连接周围的人。特别是当时的埃及强权。
So here it tells us Solomon wanted peace in his kingdom, so he wanted to make alliance with his neighboring countries, especially Egypt.
这个时候的所罗门并不是单身的，说还没有结婚呢。
So at this time, Solomon was single. He did not have a wife yet.
其实他已经有家庭了。
Well, actually, he had a family already.
已经有妻子了。
He had wife.
但是他现在特别借着跟法老女儿结亲。来结盟，让他的国度有一些朋友能够来支持他。
But here, especially through the marriage with Pharaoh's daughter, he made a treaty with Egypt, so he would have alliance.
其实这是为了政治的目的所结成的婚姻。
And this was a marriage with political purposes.
那可是，你看所罗门呢，也把这个妻子呢，把她接到大卫城里面去。
Here we can see Solomon received her into the city of David.
大卫城啊，这个是特别神的约柜所在地的。
And the city of David is where the ark of God resides.
这是不可以的。
And this was not
在律法上是不应该这样做。
In the laws of the Old Testament, this should not have been done.
如果我们看历代志下第八章。
If we read 2 Chronicles chapter 8.
历代志下第八章。
2 Chronicles chapter 8.
第八章看第十一节。
Chapter 8 verse 11.
其实所罗门他自己也知道。
And David, Solomon knew this.
可是当时他没有真的是遵守神的这个要求。
But he did not follow this.
第十一节说，所罗门将法老的女儿带出大卫城，上到为他建造的宫里，因为所罗门说，主约柜所到之处都为圣地，所以我的妻不可住在以色列王大卫的宫里。
And now Solomon brought the daughter of Pharaoh up from the city of David to the house he had built for her, for he said, My wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the place to which the ark of the Lord he has come are holy.
当时候大卫的时代已经把约柜从示罗把它移到耶路撒冷来了。
During the time of David, he has already moved the ark of covenant from Shiloh to Jerusalem.
应该是当时候是从基变的样子啊。反正约柜已经搬到耶路撒冷大卫城里面来了。
So at this time, the ark has already been transported into the city of David.
那时候可是你看法老女儿啊，所罗门是把她放在大卫城里啊。
But even so, Solomon placed the daughter of Pharaoh in the city of David.
等到他把他的宫殿盖好之后，他就赶快把她迁出去了。
Until he finished building her house, then he moved her into her house.
因为他说这个约柜所到都是圣地哈。
And because where the ark resides are holy land.
他这个妻子是外邦人呢。
And his wife is a Gentile.
是法老的女儿啊。
She was a daughter of Pharaoh.
拜偶像的。
And they are idol worshippers.
所以基本上她是不应该住在大卫城。
So she should not have resided within the city of David.
所以后来你看所罗门就赶快把她搬出去。
So Solomon quickly moved her out.
那我们就看到这个人一掌权之后很容易变。
So we can see men easily change once they are in power.
但也说明人很容易忘记神所给的要得福气的秘诀。
But it also tells us how easily men forget the ways which we will attain blessings from God.
其实也说明人的信心不足。
It only tells us that we lack in faith.
有时候我们从长辈所听到的，我们有时候因为我们自己还没有经过，我们信不下去。
And sometimes because what we have heard from our elders or forefathers, and we have not the faith to believe it ourselves. 所以
通常那些年轻一代啊，他都要自己走过之后才发现啊，我以前长辈告诉我的话是真的啦。
So many of the younger generations have to experience it themselves in order to believe what their parents tell them are true.
通常我们也都是自己当父母之后才会发现说，当时候我们做儿女的时代是怎么样。这个违抗父母，让父母亲伤心。
And many times only after we have become parents ourselves, then we will understand the hardships our parents have gone through.
那我们通常都是人生走过之后，我们就会知道，原来上一代人所告诉我们的这些应该注意的是，真的是很好的劝勉。
And after we have experienced through life ourselves, then when we understand the goodness and of the teachings our previous generations have taught us.
可是人往往就是这样子，他就没有经验的，没有信心，就觉得说不需要。
But so often this is how we are without any experiences or faith we said we don't need.
所以我们看到所罗门很快的就把他父亲所吩咐特别注应该注意的神的这些诫命律例把他忘记了。
So we can see Solomon had quickly forgotten the decrees and the laws his father had especially instructed him.
他看了这个周围的环境，他就觉得应该去跟法老王结亲才会有安全感。
And he had seen his surroundings environment and he thought it was safe for him to marry the daughter of Pharaoh.
当然你看所罗门他也知道他这个事情不能一直下去，所以赶快把宫殿建好之后，就把这个妻子搬出去。
But Solomon knew he could not continue this, so he quickly finished her house and moved her out.
那第二节的地方啊，三章第二节啊
，Chapter 3 verse 2，
他特别提到说，当那些日子，百姓能在秋坛献祭，因为还没有为神的名建殿。
Here it says, meanwhile, the people sacrificed at the high places because there was no house built for the name of the God.
第三节，所罗门他爱神呢，遵行他父亲大卫的律例，只是还在秋坛献。
And Solomon loved the Lord walking in statues of his father David, except that he sacrificed and burned incense at the high places.
你看这里让我们看到说一个人爱神，但是他不见得会完全尽心尽力的遵守神一切吩咐。
So he can say, even though a person loves God, but he may not be able to follow God's statues 100%.
这就是我们今天人的角度，我们人所看所想的跟神要求的有时候会有差距。
This is from the perspective of men. What we think, what we see is different from that of God.
我们常常认为说，我都已经做得不错，我很尽力了。
We have to think to ourselves, well, we have already did our best, we have tried our best.
但是从神绝对的标准看来呀，其实不足。
But from God's absolute standards, we are still in lacking.
那我们如果人跟人看，更是这样子。
But it's even so if we look to ourselves.
所以你看这里圣经说所罗门他爱神啊。
So here says, the Bible says, Solomon loved the Lord.
他遵行父亲大卫的律例啊。
He walked in the statutes of his father David.
可是只是还在秋坛献祭烧香。
But only that he still sacrificed at the high places.
其实这个秋坛这个问题呢， 在列王记里面一直会出现的。
But this problem of the high places continue to appear within the books of Kings.
就算后来真的有了圣殿之后，哎，百姓他们在这个秋坛献祭的这个习惯还是没有除去。
Even after they had the temple, the people did not get rid of their habit of burning incense at high places.
因为到第十五章哦，这个圣殿已经盖好了。
Until chapter 15, temple.
如果我们看十五章十四节啊。
If you read chapter 15, verse 14.
后来到其他的王，所罗门之后的王啊。
Until the kings after Solomon.
十五章十四节。
Chapter 15, verse 14.
秋坛还是没有废去啊，亚撒一生却向神存诚实的心。
And but the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was loyal to the Lord.
已经传到第四代去了，到亚撒当王的时候。
It's up until the fourth generation where Asa ruled as the king.
耶路撒冷有圣殿了。
Jerusalem had a temple.
但是百姓他们还是很习惯的在秋坛那个地方就烧香献祭。
But the people were still very used to burning incenses at the high places.
其实这个秋坛的问题在说明一个道理。
But the problem of the high places tell us this truth.
因为在秋坛通常他们不是只有来敬拜独一真神，他们同时可能在敬拜其他的他们认为的神偶像。
And because high places were not only used to worship the one true God, they were also used to worship other idols.
因为秋坛是从当地居民所留下来的遗传。
And these high places were rituals and traditions left behind by the locals.
当时候要进迦南地以前，神就借摩西特别说，进迦南地以后要把这些秋坛偶像这些木柱全部把它毁了。
And before entering into the land of Canaan, God especially instructed Moses that they must get rid of all the high places.
可是百姓他们没有完全遵照神的吩咐做。
But the people did not follow God's commandments wholeheartedly.
所以各地方还是留下很多的秋坛，当时候迦南地居民他们信仰的传统。
So high places were left behind in many different places.
那就很方便，因为你要献祭跑到这个会幕那边去很远的。
And so it was a convenience to them. They did not have to travel far distance to the tabernacle to make offerings.
在秋坛献祭就好了。
And they can simply make offerings at the high places.
他们认为说把这个地方也是献，把这个祭位献给神了。
Because they thought it was the same if they offered
the sacrifice here. 那如果有祭司的话，由祭司来做也是可以啊。
If they had priests, if the priests were to make the offering, it was the same.
可是神律法上的要求不是这样子啊。
But God's laws and decrees and requirements were not the
same. 那实际这个说明信仰不纯呢。
It also tells us that their faith was not pure.
当时候没有真的完全遵照神的吩咐。
They did not follow God's commandment wholeheartedly.
今天这个秋坛的问题也存在我们啊，现在这个时代。
And today the problem of high places also exists in today's generation.
其实秋坛说明就是人他追求他的是按人的方式方便就好。
And high places represent man's pursuit and our own convenience.
这个秋坛曾经祭过偶像，所以这里面存在着偶像的成分。
High places were once used to worship idols, so this also includes the elements of idol worshiping.
这个秋坛通常都会有阶梯的。
Oftentimes these high places have stairs.
在高处。
It's at a high place.
所以在上面献祭这个地方的这个人啊，通常都是有荣耀。
And when you go up to offer, this person making the offering is of glory.
所以在秋坛献祭也说明凸显出人的荣耀来。
And so worshiping, offering at high places will manifest one's glory.
是谁在献呢？
So who is making the offering?
哦，这个就是你看，哇，所罗门当时候就带了一千的祭牲来秋坛献。
And so here Solomon brought a thousand livestock to make the offering.
那这个时候，你看这个众人欢呼啊，多有荣耀。
And how glorious he was when people praised and raised their voices.
可是如果是在神的会幕那里献祭，就不是这样子。
But it would not be the same if you were making offering at God's tabernacle.
在神的会幕献祭一定是祭司执行的。
Only the priest can offer within God's tabernacle.
大家看到的是约柜，看到的是神。
What people see is the ark of God is God.
所以整个献祭的重点，敬拜的对象都是神本身而已。
So the focus of their worshiping and their offering is only God.
但是在秋坛里面就看到人的成分了。
But on these high places, you only see the elements
of men. 所以秋坛的存在其实说明信仰里面存着偶像的啊，这个敬拜偶像的心态。
So the existence of the high places itself tells us their heart of worshiping idols.
或者是有偶像的遗传。
There is a tradition or heritage of worshiping idols.
这里面包括人间的荣耀。
This includes glory in men.
那这当中其实也在说明人贪图自己的方便。
It also tells us how men pursue their own convenience.
这个就是一开始从进迦南地以后，这个信仰就是这样子，没有完全按照神的吩咐在过日子啊。
And this is how from the beginning, once they enter into the land of Canaan, they never follow God's commandment to live.
秋坛这个问题要到很后期的时候，到西西家那个时代才会真的解决。
Until the later time, in the time of King Hezekiah, was this problem fully solved.
那可是这个时候，你看 所罗门他还是一样，他到丘坛在那里献祭。
But here we can see Solomon made an offering at the high place.
我们现在看第四节这里。
Let's read verse 4.
所罗门上基遍去献祭，因为在那里有极大的丘坛，他在那坛上献上一千的牺牲做燔祭。
And now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for there was a great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on the altar.
其实所罗门他已经当上王了。
Here Solomon had already become the king.
他这个时候到基遍来献祭，事实上为了要感谢神的。
Here he came to Gibeon to sacrifice in order to give thanks to God.
那时候约柜已经在大卫城里。
At that time, the ark was already in the city of David.
可是这个大很大的丘坛，要献一千祭牲的，这个要到这个地方来才容易啊。
And in order to order offer 1,000 burnt offerings, you need to come to this great high place.
那所以这个时候你看所罗门他准备很丰富的要来感谢神。
Here, Solomon prepared abundance suffering, offering to thank God.
他也是要求神的。
On one hand, he's here to inquire of God.
我们从第三章看到所罗门他的心。
From chapter 3, we can see the heart of Solomon.
他在献完祭之后，在夜间的第三节，第五节说，在夜间的梦中，神向所罗门显现。
And verse 5 says, at Gideon,The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night.
就是说，献完祭之后，神跟他在夜间，在梦里面跟他显现了。
After he made the offering in the middle of the night, God appeared to Solomon in a dream.
其实所罗门他所献的，神还是悦纳的。
So in fact, what Solomon had offered up was taken, received by God.
我们看到，其实天上这位独一真神，他对人事实上是很宽容的。
And from here, we can see our one God, true God in heaven, is very tolerant toward men.
神他真的。怜悯我们人的软弱。
And God is merciful of our weaknesses.
所以在旧约的时代，我们看到，虽然律法规定得很严。
So in the Old Testament time, even though the laws were very strict.
大部分的时候，人都没有办法完全照神的律法来做的。
And most of the time, men cannot follow according to the laws.
这告诉我们一个事实。
And here tells us the truth.
人如果今天要按照律法，是不可能被称义，也不能够把律法行得完全的。
And today, men cannot become righteous or follow it completely by the law.
因为神的律法是完整的，就是很严密的。
Because God's law and decree is complete.
今天我们如果一个律法做不到，其实就是等于。整个律法我们都没在遵行一样。
If we break one law, it means we break all laws.
但是这个就是旧约时代人这个无奈没有办法。
And this is how people in the Old Testament were.
神也是忍耐。
And God had patience.
所以你看这个事情要一直等到主耶稣来，在新约时代救恩来了以后，才会真的得到解决的。
And this problem had to wait until the New Testament time when Lord Jesus comes, can it be fully resolved?
我们才会看到神真正的对我们的要求在哪里。
And then we can see God's true requirement of us.
他看我们的是先看我们的心。
And he looks first in our hearts.
然后就看到我们怎么做。
And then he sees what we do.
所以其实所罗门他所献的，神悦纳。
So in fact, here God accepted what Solomon had offered.
因为他这个感谢神的心。
Because his heart of thanksgiving toward God.
神看到了。
God has seen it.
他所呈现的祭物，神也接受。
And God also received the offerings he presented.
那天晚上，神跟他显现。
That very night, God appeared to him.
所以，看不见的神，他可以用各种不同的方式向人显现的。
So this invisible God can appear to men through all different ways.
旧约时代很容易的就是用异梦或异象。
In the Old Testament time, he easily appeared to men in the form of vision or in a dream.
有时候甚至是像人一样跟人显现的。
Or sometimes he even appeared to men in the form of a man.
所以在亚伯拉罕的时代，神曾经像人的样子来到亚伯拉罕的帐篷那边，接受他的款待。
And during the time of Abraham, we know God once appeared in the form of man to come to Abraham to receive his reception.
所以这个神的显现，其实就是要让我们了解。今天人所做的每一件事情，其实神都在看，神在观察的。
And therefore, God's appearance is to let men know that God is in fact looking and knowing everything that we are doing.
神其实就在我们当中。
God in fact is amongst us.
在他的时候里面，他就要让我们明白他对我们人的要求。
So during His time, He will let us understand what He requires of us.
或者是他对我们人的这个愿意亲近的心，神愿意亲近人的。
Or that God is willing to be drawn closer to us.
第五节
Verse 5
在这个梦中呢，神对所罗门说，你愿我是你什么，你可以求。
In the dream, God said to Solomon, ask, what shall I give you?
这是神亲自给所罗门的这个一个 offer, 就是说神给他这样说，你跟我求，你只管求好了，你要我给你什么。
So this is a very personal offer God made to Solomon. Ask, what should I give you?
就好像一张空白的支票，神已经签名了。
And just like God has already signed this blank check.
你要求什么？
What
你可以求，什么都可以求了。
You can ask me for anything.
那时候我们就看到第六节，所罗门他当时候所讲的这段话，一开始很纯。
In verse 6, we can see Solomon. What Solomon said here is very pure.
所以所罗门他是一个平安的王啊，他其实也是在神的旨意里面出生的。
King Solomon was a king of peace, and he was born under the promise and will of God.
按我们现在来说，他真的是含着金汤匙。出生的啊。
And so in today's terms, he was born with a golden spoon in his mouth.
他的父亲已经把他准备一个非常完整的国度。
And his father had left and prepared for him a very sound nation.
那个时代国家太平。
In that time, their kingdom was at peace.
国度也很强。
And they were firmly established.
什么都有，很丰富。
Everything was in great abundance.
那他这个儿子出生的时候，真的就是在神的祝福底下长大的。
And when his son was born, he was born under the grace and blessings of God.
虽然后来还是发生了一些波折。
Even though some turmoils happened afterward.
可是所罗门哦，他真的就这样很顺利的坐上王位，掌上权了。
But Solomon succeeded as a king very peacefully
and smoothly. 你看第六节，他跟神说
：“So verse six, he said to God,
你仆人我父亲大卫用诚实、公义、正直的心行在你面前。
And you have shown mercy, great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth and righteousness and uprightness.
他看他。看到他父亲的一生呢
？He has seen the entire life of his father.
他父亲留下一个榜样。
His father left behind an example.
他是用诚实、公义、正直的心行在神的面前。
For he walked before God in truth, in righteousness, in uprightness of heart.
所以大卫被称作合神心意的王。
So David was called the person, the king after God's heart.
他真的是追求能够尽力的符合神的要求的。
And he had strive to be according to God's heart.
他一直想要能够活出神的性情来，就是神的公义、圣洁、正直。
He wanted to live out the image of God, which is purity, which is holiness and righteousness.
大卫知道他所行的都是行在神面前，神都在看。
David also understood everything he did was before God and God was watching.
你看大卫的心，神都看到，神就祝福给他了。
David, God has seen the heart of David and blessed him.
所以你说，他就说，你就赐给他，你向他大施恩典。
And so he said, "You have shown great mercy to my father David."
这是神很大的恩惠啊。
And this is a great mercy of God.
那又给他存留大恩呢。
He also preserved him great blessings and mercy.
就是让他有个儿子可以坐在位上，一直接续做王。
And this great kindness is that you had given him a son to sit on his throne.
所以今天我们有儿女，这个是神赐的产业。
And today, children are our inheritance from God.
是神给我们。给我们在人生当中呢，有一些真的可以从这个儿女的身上啊，得到一些喜乐满足。
And it is from the children that we may gain satisfaction and joy.
那神也保守了这个儿子，让他现在能够接续大卫做王呢。
God has preserved the son, so now he may sit on the throne as a king.
所以这里说明所罗门他对神的感谢。
So here tells us the thanksgiving gratitude Solomon had to God.
他的上一辈人留下他的榜样。
And his father left behind an example.
现在第七节，主我神啊，我如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫做王，那我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入。
Number seven. Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know, how to go out or come in.
这里所罗门他在神眼中他自己说他是一个幼童。
And now Solomon said before God's eyes he was merely a little child.
他认为他什么都不懂。
He feels he did not know anything.
他希望能够得到神的指示。
He needs God's guidance.
他不知道怎么出入，意思是说他不知道怎么样来管理这些百姓的。
He does not know how to go out or come in, means he does not know how to lead the people.
第八节。
Verse 8.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数。
And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted.
这些以色列百姓是神拣选的民，是属神的。
And the Israelites are the chosen people of God; they belong to God.
那因为神的祝福有很多，多得不可胜数。
Because of God's blessings, they are too great in numbers.
这个就是神应许亚伯拉罕当时候的话，你的子孙要多得像海边的沙，天上的星这样多。
And this is what God had promised Abraham that his descendants would be as many as the stars in the heavens and sands on the shore.
这些民都是神特别拣选的。
All these people are specially chosen by God.
现在所罗门他知道，他要管理的是神的百姓，不是他自己的人。
And now Solomon knows the people he was to rule are the people of God and not of his own.
他不知道怎么做判断。
And he does not know how to make a judgment.
所以第九节就是他的祈求。
So verse 9 is his pleading.
求你赐我智慧。
And please give me wisdom.
这个智慧是要来判断你的民，能够辨别是非。
That I may have an understanding heart to judge your people.
然后可以辨别是非。
And that I may discern between good and evil.
他说，不然谁能够判断这众多的民呢？
And for who is able to judge this great people of yours?
我们这里看到所罗门呢，他跟神求智慧哈。
Here Solomon asked God for wisdom.
这个智慧本身事实上是为了要能够分别什么是对的，什么是错的。
Wisdom is so that he may discern between good and evil.
那对百姓所呈现的案件，怎么按神的方法，按神的标准来判断？
And all the cases of the people presented before him, he may judge them according to the standards of God.
其实他这个智慧是为了要遵行神的吩咐的。
So this wisdom is so that he may abide to the will of God.
而怎么样来保守自己行在神的这个路上，能够让这个国度继续的得到神的祝福
？So how could he preserve himself on the path of God, so he may allow this kingdom of God continue to prosper?
他这个祈求得到神的悦纳。
And this pleading of his was accepted by God.
所以第十节特别说，所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦了。
So verse 10 says the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon he asked this thing.
所罗门真的是聪明人。
Solomon is in fact a smart man.
所罗门他的智慧，他不是在。这个时候才真的有智慧啊。
So Solomon was not only given wisdom at this time.
大卫他对他这个儿子，他要知道他的儿子很聪明。
David already knew he had a very smart son.
所以大卫啊，他要死以前，他跟他儿子这样说。
Prior to his death, David said to his
son. 第二章我们就看到了。
Chapter 2, we have seen this.
第五节开始啊。
From verse 5.
这个大卫当时活的时候还没有解决这几个人物啊，他现在特别。交代给他的儿子 来处理。
And before David died, he had not gotten rid of these few people, so he instructed his son to get rid of them.
所以有约押这个人物啊。
So there's this person by the name of Joab.
那第七节有提到说，这个巴西来跟他的这些众子哦，要好好的对待他们。
And also in verse 7, the sons of Barzillai.
要恩待他们，因为他们曾经给王很多恩惠，在。困难的时候帮助王，所以要报答他们。
And you need to show kindness to them because they have once helped David in his time of need.
第八节就提到示每这个人物。
And verse 8 talks about this person, Shimei.
这几个人物啊，你看这个大卫就把他交给他儿子来处理。
So David handed these few characters to Solomon to take care of them.
第六节，你要照你的智慧行。
And so verse 6, therefore do according to your wisdom.
就是说，他这个儿子其实。大卫也知道儿子他应该是可以处理这些人物。
David knew very well that his son could very well handle these people.
第九节
，verse nine，
你是个聪明人，必知道怎么样待他。
For you are a wise man and know what you ought to do with him.
所以这个父亲很了解儿子啊。
The father understands his son very well.
他知道这个所罗门王啊，他是可以做得好的。
And he knows his son Solomon would do a good job.
能够按照这个。当时候这个王所讲的他可以处理得很完美。
And he will be able to handle them very well according to his instructions.
可是这个时候，所罗门他其实也是很谦卑。
But at this time, we know Solomon was very humble.
那这个就是我们看到一个真正有智慧的人、聪明人呢，他是谦卑的人。
So we can see a truly wise person is also of great humility.
如果是很骄傲的，基本上这个就是假的聪明。
If they're very proud, then this is not true wisdom.
没有智慧的。
And they're without wisdom, in fact.
一般有智慧的人都会觉得自己不足的。
And truly wise person will always feel they're still in lacking.
所以人家才会古话说大智若愚啊，真的是很有智慧的人，他看起来好像什么都不懂。
And so this is an ancient saying that the truly wise person will appear that they know nothing.
我们今天要追求这样的智慧。
Today we need to pursue after this kind of wisdom.
其实就是要先在我们的生活当中呈现出谦卑的这样一个态度来。
And first it should be manifested a very humble attitude in our daily life.
那一个谦卑人他就会懂得跟神求。
And a humble person will know how to ask of God.
然后他也懂得怎么样去照长辈所吩咐的来做。
They also know how to walk and carry out what their ancestors have instructed them.
那谦卑人通常都得福气。
And a humble person will surely be blessed.
你看第三章
Chapter 3.
神悦纳所罗门的祷的祈求。
And God was pleased with Solomon's prayer.
第十一节他说。
Verse 11 said.
神对他说：“你既然求这事，不为自己求寿求富，也不求灭绝你的仇敌性命，单求智慧可以听受，我就应允你所求的，赐给你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有向你的，在你以后也没有向你的了。”
And then God said to him, Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, and have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you.
你看这里神特别赞许所罗门他这个智慧的祈求。
And here God granted Solomon his pleading.
他只求智慧能够判断。
He merely prayed for an understanding heart for
能够照神的方式来管理百姓。
So he may guide and rule over God's people.
所以在那个时代的所罗门的心里面，他不是在追求财富。
During this time, Solomon did not ask for riches.
他也不是在追求长寿。
He was not pursuing after longevity.
他也不是在追求说要扩张他的国度，让他的国家哇版图更大，人民更多，国家更强大。
He did not pray to extend his territory or to strengthen his own nation and kingdom.
他知道其实这个所有的这个恩惠啊，事情顺利都是从遵行神的旨意来的。
He knew very well that all his prosperity, everything comes from God.
所以他当时候只有跟神求智慧。
So at this time, he only asked God for wisdom.
能够带领百姓走在神的路上。
So he may lead and guide the people to walk on God's path.
神应允了。
And God granted
his prayer. 神说：“我就赐你智慧聪明。
And I will grant you a heart of understanding and wisdom.
让你所得到的是。”真的是前无古人后无来者呢。
That what you will receive is none, is that none have ever received.
因为真的在历史上，我们看到以色列国的历史里面，没有在一个王能够像所罗门这样一个重复他的这个情况。
We see in the history
of
the Israelites of the kings, no kings have ever been like Solomon.
因为已经没有像大卫王这样子合神心意的。
And there's no other king who was after the heart of God like King David.
之后也没有像这么太平的时代了。
And after this, there was not a time as peaceful as this.
那真的就是只有这么一个很短暂的时间。
So this time only lasted a very short period of time.
所以所罗门他的智慧真的是让我们很多人很羡慕的。
So Solomon's wisdom is something that many of us envious after.
在历代志里面就会特别提到所罗门的智慧。
The Chronicles tell us especially of Solomon's wisdom.
那可是其实我们看到了这个神给他赐福智慧之后，在第十三节另外赐给他所没求的。
But in verse 13 we can see after God granted him wisdom, he also granted him something else he did not ask for.
十三节，你所没有求的我要赐给你了。
And I have also given you what you have not asked.
就是富足尊荣，
both riches and honor.
然后第十四节，
14
他说：“你若效法你父亲大卫，遵行我的道，谨守遵行我的律例诫命，我也使你长寿。”
So if you walk in my ways and keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days.
他这里特别提到这个，其实财富、尊荣啊，这都是从神给的。
He also mentioned riches and honor are all given by God.
不是人自己去求的。
It is not something men ask for themselves.
但是有关于长寿的问题啊。
But as for the question of longevity of life,
在这里神特别说，如果你愿意遵行效法你的父亲，遵行我的道。
Here God said to him, "If you walk in my ways and keep my statutes and commandments as your father David had,
那你就可以长寿。
Then you shall have a long life."
所以这里告诉我们长寿的秘诀在哪里。
So here tells us a secret to longevity.
今天我们年长的弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们都很注意养生嘛。
Today many of the elder brothers sisters are very watchful of their health.
网络上每一天都寄出好多好多的信息，告诉你要吃什么，要怎么运动，要做什么，哇。要注意什么事项？
And every day on the new internet, there are new news about what we should eat, what we should exercise, what we should do.
要怎么样运动才不会老人痴呆症？
How we should exercise so we will not have Alzheimer's disease.
要做什么运动的时候，你的关节才会好，才可以走得远。
What kind of exercise is beneficial to our joints?
有好多好多所谓的秘诀。
And there are all different kinds of secrets.
我们有时候看得眼花缭乱，不知道哪一个是对的。
And many times we're so confused, we don't know what is right, what is wrong.
我们其实都不用去看它，没关系的。
But the fact is, we don't even need to look at them.
让我们的心比较清净还比较好。
And by that, it's better if we let our heart be pure.
回到圣经里面去看。
And just turn back to the Bible.
圣经告诉我们一个永远不会改变，永远是真的一个秘诀。
And the Bible tells us a method and secret that will never change.
就是效法我们前辈这些长辈他们所留下这个美好信仰的榜样。
And that is to follow the beautiful examples left behind by our fathers.
遵行神的道。
And to walk in God's commandments.
走在神的道路上
and to walk in God's ways.
谨守遵行就是我们能够尽量的照神所吩咐来做。
And to firmly keep his commandments means we by all means do our best to follow them.
我们凡事如果能够以神为优先，
If we can always put God first.
我们凡事懂得跟神祷告祈求，
And that we know how to pray after God in all things we encounter.
我们凡事会懂得感谢，
And we give thanks in all things.
那其实我们就在神的祝福底下，真的身体健康。
And the truth is, under God's grace and blessings, we will have a good health.
这个就是当时候神应许的。
And for this is what God had promised.
别人在那么为了那么疾病很伤脑筋的时候，我们可以放心了。
While others trouble over their illnesses, we may be at peace.
那当时候在生命记也特别提到。
And Deuteronomy also especially mentioned.
人若愿意遵守神的 啊，这些吩咐啊。
If men are willing to follow God's commandments,
那些疾病，埃及的疾病，家人当地疾病都不会临到你身上的。
The plagues of Canaan, plagues of Egypt would not befall on them.
这个就是能够长寿的。
And this is the secret to having a long life.
所以今天其实你看神特别有关于这个长寿，给我们一个这样一个条件。
So here pertaining to having a long life, God gave us a requirement.
让我们更愿意遵守神的吩咐。
And that we may all more willing to follow His commandments.
我们年长的，我们更需要去想想，我到底遵守了神的吩咐没有
？Those advancing age, we need to meditate, think about whether we have followed God's commandments.
我们有没有在我们的子孙身上留下一个美好的信仰榜样
？Whether we have left behind a beautiful example of faith to our descendants.
要怎么样来关心我们这些教会的同龄
？And how do we care for our church brothers?
为他们祷告
，pray for them.
给他们留下一个我们在服事上尽心尽力。
And leave behind an example of doing God's work wholeheartedly.
能够让我们凡事都懂得。祈求神的指引。
And that in all things we know how to ask of God's will.
那这个就是所罗门他所得到的了。
And this is what Solomon had received.
当时候神这样应许。
Here God had promised him.
虽然第十五节特别说他醒了是个梦。
Even though in verse 15 says he awoke and it was indeed just a dream.
但是这个梦会成真。
But this dream will come true.
所以今天我们很多人也都有梦。
This is why today many of us have dreams.
啊，这个梦。有时候是我们的理想。
Sometimes our dreams are our ideals.
但是这个梦，如果是从神来的，其实是可以成真的。
But if this dream comes from God, then this dream in fact can come true.
我们啊，其实也都很期待教会里面啊，每个弟兄姐妹都能够蒙福。
And it is our hope that every brother and sisters in the church may be blessed by God.
我们都能够健康。
That we may have good health.
其实就是让我们一起像所罗门所留下这个榜样。
So we need to work together to follow Solomon's example.
我们能够懂得用谦卑的态度来祈求神。
That we may know how to walk humbly and plead to God with a humble attitude.
祈求神赐给我们属灵的智慧。
Ask God to grant us spiritual wisdom.
让我们打开眼睛。
That we may open our eyes.
看到我们人的不足。
To see the lackings and shortcomings.
然后懂得跟神祈求能力。
And know how to ask of God and plead Him for
strength. 今天我们有圣灵帮助我们。
And today with the help of the Holy Spirit.
其实我们更容易来遵行神的吩咐了。
And in fact, all the more we are able to follow God's commandments.
因为神的诫命不是难守的，不是很困难。
Because God's commandments are not hard to keep.
就是要只要我们用信心来行出来就可以的。
As long as we follow and carry them out with faith, and that is all.
今天如果我们能够这样子不断的祷告。
Today, if we can pray continuously like this.
能够祈求神赐给我们这样的力量智慧。
And to ask God to grant us this type of faith and strength.
其实我们的梦想会成真的。
And wisdom and our dreams will come true.
神对我们应许会实现。
And God's promises for us will also be fulfilled.
愿我们都能懂得来跟神祈求，这最有价值的。
And may all of us learn how to inquire of God, for this is most valuable.
我们可以一生一世走在神的路上。
And we may walk on the path of God entirety of our life.
能够判断什么是对的，什么是错的。
We may be able to discern what is good and evil.
我们能够把好的榜样行在世人眼前。
And we may be able to leave a beautiful example before the eyes of men.
那这样子。主一定听我们的祷告，我们祷告一定大有功效。
And by that, God will surely listen to our prayers, and our prayers will be greatly effective.
一起来唱诗。
A sing together.
373首。
373.
372首。
372.